This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. There are still significant power outages in mid-Missouri. Boone Electric Cooperative reports that more than 10,000 customers are still without power. Boone Electric CEO Todd Culley says the main cause is heavy snow.
The main problems with this storm are the high winds combined with the heavy snow. And the heavy snow is causing a lot of tree limbs to get into contact with the power lines.
Ameren, Missouri is reporting that more than 1,400 customers still without power in Cooper County and more than 3,100 in Morgan County. 423 Ameren customers are without power in Cole County as well. The Columbia Regional Airport reports that all American airline flights today have been canceled. Frontier's inbound flight from Orlando is in the air, scheduled to arrive a little late. The afternoon flight from Columbia to Orlando is still scheduled as well. Additionally, many flights from Kansas City have been canceled for the day. The National Weather Service reports that much of mid-Missouri received between 9 and 11 inches of snowfall over the past 24 hours. Ron Presbolinski is a science officer with the National Weather Service in St. Louis. He says the weather system that dumped today's snow in mid-Missouri has moved to the north and east.
But on the backside of the weather system, we can expect maybe additional light snowfall throughout the day tomorrow, maybe an inch, couple inches of snowfall.
He says the areas that could expect snow tomorrow include Cooper County, Boone County, and the surrounding regions. On Mediacom's customer support Twitter page, reports are coming in that services are back online throughout the Columbia area. Mediacom stated on their customer support line that they expect repairs to be concluded by 5 p.m. today. The Missouri Department of Transportation's road crews are making significant progress clearing highways in mid-Missouri. MoDOT spokesperson Sally Oxenhandler says most of the major highways were cleared by noon today, with road crews now making their way onto secondary routes. She says multiple factors made this snow clearing effort more effective than the same task last week.
And this snow came a little bit more gradually, and so that helped us. We also were a little more prepared. We had contractors standing by to help us plow. Also, we did encourage motorists not to travel if they didn't have to. And I really do think folks heeded that message and stayed put if they could. And that definitely helped us get out and about, and we were able to do our work a lot easier.
Oxenhandler says before leaving their homes, travelers should check MoDOT's traveler information map to make sure their route is clear. She says road crews will continue to work clearing roads around the clock for the next couple of days, targeting minor roads and piles of snow at intersections. The Columbia Public School District announced that it will not have class tomorrow due to the weather. The University of Missouri, however, announced that as of now, classes are expected to resume tomorrow. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.